This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Some Trump supporters were musing that the COVID pandemic would go away right after the election. I really didn't think it was funny. It didn't. It has gotten worse and will continue to do so. I am sure that Trump was working on a new plan while on the golf course. Biden takes the pandemic seriously, which is the primary reason why he is president-elect. And I expect significant change in how it is being managed starting January 20th. Biden is appointing a new task force to determine a plan to be ready then. AstraZeneca says that they will have a good vaccine that is effective that they can begin distributing by the end of the year. It is in production with hundreds of millions of doses said to be ready in January. Pfizer made a wonderful announcement today. They have a vaccine that they say is over 90% effective. While it takes two shots, that is worth it. I would be standing in line for it, mask on and social distancing, of course. Stock markets went to new highs, as the chart suggested. Last week was a good week, and this week is starting out good, too. They had been warning that the vaccine could be as low as 50 to 60% effective, which would have undermined getting people to accept it or provide confidence in gaining immunity from it if they did. They say that they will have millions of doses ready in January, but with two doses necessary, it takes a lot of vaccine. This is also the one that requires extreme refrigeration, another logistical challenge. They will start with healthcare workers and folks living in group retirement housing. There's a lot of virus out there right now. It is noteworthy that Pfizer did not take government funding, nor was part of the Operation Warp Speed. A lot of Midwest hospitals are in a crisis mode as hospitalizations surge and they exhaust their staffs. Our governor is now asking everyone to wear a mask as a suggestion, claiming that government is not the answer. That's not the same thing as a mandate. That is shirking her responsibility. Her lack of leadership is why we were in such trouble. I actually started with a favorable opinion of her. But over the last several months, the fact that she's been trying to kill me has soured me on her. If Donald J. Trump had advised Americans to wear masks in the pandemic and had shown some semblance of real empathy for the 238,000-plus who have died, I believe that he would have won re-election. JRB, the R is the initial for Robinette, is appointing a 12-member task force to put together a comprehensive, coordinated federal coronavirus response. It will be both truth and science-based. They will deal with it all, testing capacity, contact tracing, maybe a mask-wearing mandate, as well as advise the public on the safest way to open businesses and schools. They'll also be managing the vaccine distribution. On the grains, the USDA baseline for 2021 acres is for 90 million acres of corn, off a million from last year. Their accountants forecast that 89 million acres of soybeans will be planted, up 5.9 million from last year, and 46 million acres of wheat will be planted, up 1.7 from last year. The thing is that balance sheets should get so tight that we will need more acres. We should start with balance sheets at pipeline supply next year with potential for rationing. It should become a little clearer Tuesday in the November supply-demand update. I'm going to expand my soybean acres next season. It is extremely dry and corn on corn, but particularly poorly last season. There'll be less corn and more soybean acres next spring as a result of that where we live. Farmers with crops smashed by the derecho will not want to deal with corn on corn with volunteer corn, easier to control in soybeans. Soybeans are a drought crop and do well after multiple years of corn on corn. I think that there'll be strong competition for acres next spring as balance sheets will have tightened to pipeline supplies. I do not think that corn is going to want to give up acres to soybeans. The crop revenue insurance prices got boosted from the spring price by the October rally to $3.99 and $10.55. I think that both will be higher than that in February when they set the spring price for 2021. Both new crop 2021 December corn and November soybeans are trading below that fall price. Bull spreads hold them back. To me, given competition for acreage next spring, current new crop contracts should have value. I bought both December 2021 corn and November 2021 soybeans Monday night. You're listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.